Hello, a very happy new year to everyone who's listening, and welcome to episode number 48 of Personalities at Carrie, your very own personal podcast for WP Carrie MBA. Today, we shall be talking to Martinas Mankus. Martin has come to us all the way from Lithuania in Europe. Martin has a background in economics, and he has taken finance and business analytics as his concentrations. He also interned at Precision Digit in the summer of 2018. Now let's get to know Martin a little better in our conversation with him today. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Carrie. This is episode number 48 and we are with Martinas Mankus. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Martin, let's get started with our very first question we normally ask. What is your background? Where do you come from and why did you choose to come to WP Carrie to get your MBA?
Yes, I'm originally from Lithuania, from the capital of Lithuania, which is Vilnius. And I mostly worked in financial services for around 4 years. And I wanted, you know, to move to some other country, and America looked like a great place. So, and this program, it has a great finance and business analytics concentration. So, yeah, I decided to come here and I definitely do not regret.
Okay, good, good. Did you look at any other school? Did you apply somewhere else? Or is it, this is just the one school that you tried to get?
Yeah, I just applied to a couple of schools. I got both offers. And yeah, I definitely chose ASU because of many things. And most important, the great climate here.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you didn't want to do anything other than an MBA? You were really focused on getting an MBA?
I mean, yeah, I was really interested in this MBA program because they had that business analytics concentration, which is something more related to, you know, numbers. And I thought, yeah, it would be a great thing to do. And yeah, I have a generous financial aid as well. So it was my top choice.
Okay. And your undergrad is in accounting, is that right?
No, my undergrad is in international economics, management, okay, and finance.
Okay, so that is a good transition into an MBA.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And now that you're from like another country, how do you manage time with your family? Do you get to talk to them every day or how is it?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the age of technology, so we can talk with anyone anytime. And yeah, just message them via social media.
How's the time difference from there to here?
I think it's around 10 hours, 9. It's so just plus 10, 9. So I just keep that in mind. So I talk with them in the mornings, usually on Sundays.
And since you've been here, how has your experience been at WP Carrie? What do you like? What do you dislike about WP Carrie?
It's great. I mean, I'm super grateful to be here. Amazing people, great classes, great concentrations. I learned a lot. Very practical knowledge I gained. So I'm really enjoying my experience here. It's amazing.
Okay. And apart from, say, the curriculum and the students, do you see anything else that has exceeded your expectations? Something like career services, clubs, or executive connections, those are the things that are pretty unique to the WP Carrie, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're very unique, and that definitely exceeded my expectations. The career services are very helpful. They really care about your career and you, and they organize those events and career fairs, which are very useful to make new contacts. Executive connections is another great endeavor. You can talk with people who worked in an industry for many years, and they became leaders, and you can now gain more experience from their knowledge. So it's amazing. I mean, these things very inspiring and unique to the school, which okay, I really admire.
And you came in with the idea that you are going to do a concentration in finance and BA. So you're currently sticking with that concentration?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great combination because finance now is becoming more and more tech heavy, and BA is teaching all about the big data and machine learning and things like that, which are very applicable to finance. So it's a highly related concentrations, and I really enjoy them. Yeah.
And of all the courses that you've taken so far, do you have like a favorite course that you can tell us about?
I really enjoy like a sim fund because it's a very practical thing. We get to invest around $1 million of real ASU money. And we work in a team, we make important decisions. We basically follow the strategy and implement it using some programming. And yeah, it's really something I enjoy doing here.
So how large is that class?
So we're currently in a team of around 8 people and of very diverse backgrounds. So it's a great mix of opinions, and we complement each other. Like, so it's a great experience.
Yeah. So this particular course is especially like people have to like send in their resumes to the professor beforehand. So maybe this is something that you can tell the first years how the whole process was.
Yeah. So in the spring, you'll get like sort of like an email which will advertise the SimFun. You'll have to send your resume and I think even a cover letter. And in a cover letter, you have to say why you would be useful for this SimFun, like what kind of skills do you possess which could be useful in the, you know, implementing those investment strategies and making things happen, basically. So it's pretty competitive process. Once you pass it, you get admitted, then you get an opportunity to watch the presentations of previous MBAs by the end of the year, sorry, by the end of academic year. And then you get started. First, you have to take that portfolio engineering class in the beginning of the second year, where the professor prepares you for the SimFund. And then you have to read a lot of PhD papers, where you have to choose a strategy and start working on it, how to implement. So it's a great experience.
Thank you. And last year, how was your experience getting an internship?
Yeah, it was challenging in the beginning because I was doing something in the finance area. So the school was obviously very helpful. I found my internship campus recruiting. It was pretty late, but it was a perfect match in the end because they were looking for someone who knows not only finance but also have some programming knowledge, because they were creating like a financial software. So it was a great match. They liked me, and I did my internship. I performed very well. They extended even my internship into the fall semester, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot on the job, and they were happy with my performance.
Okay, so which company was it, and also what was your particular role working there over the summer?
So the name of the company is Precision Digit. It's a fintech startup, and they are basically in the process of creating a financial valuation software, which basically does the financial valuation of companies, and it's like a general purpose. You can almost value any company. It does all the analytics. So basically what the user would have to do is just input, you know, certain inputs, and then that software, you know, produces a lot of outputs, financial projections, visualizations. So it was a great role. I had to basically do all those financial models, recode them in Python and R. So it was a lot of learning experience about technology, also about the cloud, because we want to host it in the cloud. It was a great learning experience.
So did you have to learn all the software on your own, or did you know that already?
So I knew a little bit from before, like the fundamentals of programming, but then I had to pick up a lot on the job. So it was a lot of work.
I guess that's why they extended it into fall, so you could finish.
Yeah, the project is still going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. And then again, talking a little bit more about the MBA. So from your expectations coming into the MBA, has there been anything, any events or something that has happened to you that has stood out to you that you can tell us about?
Yeah, I really liked the Cam Carry. It was a great idea. Uh-huh. I had a chance to actually participate in it. So it was a great opportunity to mix and mingle with first years, because I was second year that time. And it was the first kind of event like that, I think, in an MBA program. We had an opportunity to participate in various team building activities, to get to know the new incoming MBA class, to see you know, how they kind of perform, their strengths and things like that, and really like build a strong team spirit in the end. And it was a great event.
Okay, and when you do have time, like apart from the studying, when you have some leisure time, what are your hobbies? What do you end up doing?
I really like sports. Obviously, coming from Lithuania, where basketball is like second religion. So I love playing basketball, almost any sport, volleyball, table tennis. I'm pretty okay with that. Surprisingly, though. and yeah, besides sports, I like music. I play some guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's good to relax a little bit after school. Take that guitar and play some fancy songs.
All right, so I'm going to just ask you a few questions to get to know on a personal level. What's your favorite movie?
So my favorite movie is Interstellar.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's very interesting movie because it's about the space and very kind of scientific. So, and it has that vibe, just kind of into unknown. So it's very interesting. I really enjoy this movie.
Is that something you understood the first time you watched it, or did you have to go watch other videos that explain to you what really happened?
No, I had to watch other videos because I'm not majoring in exploration science, aerospace engineering, or things like that. So, yeah, but it was a great learning opportunity. That's why I liked it.
Are you generally a Christopher Nolan fan, or did you just happen to watch the movie and liked it?
No, I just happened to watch the movie and liked it.
Nice. Do you watch any TV shows that you like and you can tell others about it?
I guess I should start watching. I didn't really have time. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Do you watch any Lithuanian shows at all? Or no?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Okay. What kind of music do you like? And do you have a favorite artist or a genre of music?
Yeah, I really like EDM and trance music, which is... Yeah, basically party music. So like various DJs, you know, like Armin van Buuren, Tiësto, Schultz, and many others, you know. Yeah, mostly trance, EDM.
So it doesn't depend on your mood at the time. You just always listen to EDM?
Yeah, I would say I prefer it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're always in a party mood then.
Kind of, looks like.
What about reading? Do you read any books? Something that's a favorite book? Something you want to recommend?
Yeah, I mean, I like reading books, but honestly, during this challenging and time, you know, demanding MBA program, I mostly read textbooks.
Anything you've read before? Any series of books? Or?
Yeah, I like Albert Camus, Strangers, like Existentialism Philosophy. Mm-hmm. I like that book. It was pretty interesting.
Okay. So if you had to meet a person in history that you'd like to go have coffee with and ask them any questions, who would that person be? It could be living or dead.
That's a hard one. I mean, I would like to meet as many people as possible. It's all about networking, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it would be nice to meet like a Warren Buffett to talk about his investment, you know, strategies and how he managed to remain successful so many years in the markets.
I guess he just... I bought low, sold high.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's hard to time the market anyway. Yeah,
totally. I'm just kidding. Do you have any pet peeves?
I don't know. Maybe you should tell me about that.
It doesn't seem like you do, but I'm sure you
I guess do. I won't disclose, I guess, at this point.
All right. You want to keep it a secret. That's fine. Yeah. Do you have any particular likes or dislikes that you can tell us about?
I mean, I'm pretty chill. I'm fine with almost anything.
It's very hard to find a person like you who's so chill. All right, so what are you going to do after graduation? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, so I guess I'll have some time before I start my full time. And I guess I'll travel. If I want to do some trips, like want to travel in Asia, maybe do some, you know, backpacking in Asia or maybe Latin America. Somewhere I hadn't been before, so it's going to be a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of job are you taking up?
Yeah, so it looks like I'll be taking Deloitte. I'll be doing business relations there.
Congratulations
like,
on that.
Thank you very much. It'll be like M&A, working in San Jose on technology deals. That's going to be intense.
What are your plans like for from 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself?
Yeah, it would be interesting to work in like investment banks or hedge funds. I find that area pretty appealing, so I'll try to get in there. We'll see how it goes.
Do you have any other companies that you'd want to work for?
I don't really know. I mean, you know those big names like in finance. like those comedies, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's hard to tell now. I mean, I don't like have like exact preferences, like Die Hard comedies. But yeah.
Do you have preference related to location?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer like, you know, either like New York or I guess Bay Area.
Okay, so good thing you're going there first with the light. Nice. Do you have any advice for whoever's like coming into the MBA, any prospective students or the first years who are about to take their concentration courses, right? So any advice for those who are going into finance since you've been so successful?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of a lot of work. You still have to study and start early, you know, first choose a concentration you really enjoy because it'll be easier. There's also a lot of help available, like there are a lot of tutors for statistics or for finance, which can help you to succeed in those classes. You also can talk to like second years MBAs about their experience, about how this concentration looked like. So yeah, I mean, just be prepared for a lot of work anyway. So and then you just be hardworking and be successful.
And when you're done with your graduation, how would you like your peers to remember you?
Well, this is a really hard one. I know, I would like them to remember me as a good teammate, you know, who was willing to help others and willing to go extra mile for the team, I guess.
Yeah, you've been on my team, so I definitely know that you've gone the extra mile for us.
Thank you.
So I'd like to give you a couple of minutes just to talk about your club. You are the president of the golf club, or co-president.
Yeah.
So you can tell us about the events that are coming up in spring or what you're planning.
Yeah, so in spring we'll be starting the beginner's golf classes. So I highly advise everyone to join those classes. Just write me an email or to Sarah Roberts. And yeah, it's going to be a great experience because we have a professional coach and she will be teaching us about, you know, all the golf secrets and how to not only play well, but also like use golf for networking purposes and strike those big deals later when you become like a successful manager, like we all will, right? So it's a great opportunity for everyone to join this golf club and, you know, get as much as possible from it.
All right. So do they need to have their own equipment and stuff, or do they just need to join and you'll provide that?
Just need to join with some sort of like a fee, and you just pay that fee, you'll get all the equipment and everything will be, you know, organized and ready for you. Just join and enjoy.
Okay. Anything else you have going on in your life, something you're organizing for the school or anything you're passionate about that you want to tell people about? No, nothing? Okay. All right, so how do we get in touch with you? Where are you most active on social media?
Yeah, I guess you can write me on WhatsApp or just drop me an email. I always check the ASU email.
Okay. All right, thank you, Martin, for doing this with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All the best to you on your upcoming job.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for listening to us. We'll see you in the next one. I can definitely vouch for Martin as being one of our hardest working colleagues in the MBA. I've been with him on multiple teams and he's always done impeccable work. I wish you all the best, Martin, and I hope that your career takes off as you start with Deloitte. To those who have been with us through 2018, I hope you continue to be with us in 2019. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Thank you so much. Please promote us, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye and peace.